I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
I know it's been hot down in Arizona, but you got to put on clothes if you're going to go to Walmart. Even to Walmart, and as hot as it's been, you can't go to the Tempe Walmart completely naked. Like 49-year-old Robert Canoff, he was taken in by the authorities about 11 o'clock on the 4th of July after receiving a call from the Walmart. There's a man wearing nothing but shoes who was dropped off by two people who, quote, thought it would be funny to watch him run around naked. So the guy says, Mr. Canoff at 49 years old, admitted to having taken drugs earlier in the day and then went walking through the Walmart naked as the day he was born, except for the shoes. Court records, though, show, John, court records show that just a week earlier, the suspect had completed a court-mandated drug program after being arrested for drug possession in January. So I don't think it took the first time. You may have to have him back.
So these knuckleheads just find this guy who's...
They're probably friends with him. Got him high. Hey, we'll get you high if you go run around the Walmart. Those are the agreements that are being made in the parking lot.
Right.
The
deals that go down in the Walmart parking lot.
Look, we'll get you high, but you got to make us laugh first.
What American family can deny themselves Doritos and Cheetos? No right-minded American family, and no hooved family, for that matter. Animal control officers in Texas captured a family of escaped pigs by luring them with Doritos and Cheetos. The police and animal control, working in tandem, responded when a mother pig and her piglets escaped from a barn Friday and wandered about a mile into a neighborhood. Officers then used snacks that they had on hand in their cars, the Cheetos and the Doritos, and they were able to lure the pigs to a patrol vehicle. The animal control officers drove the piglets back to the barn in the vehicle, but the 600-pound mama pig was too big to get into the car. So they got to get her back to the station. So they lay down a mile-long track of Doritos and Cheetos, and that mother pig just sucked those down and went all the way back to where it had to go out of its love for Doritos and Cheetos. Good job and smart call made by animal control in Texas.
And a swingers party came to an abrupt end in Melbourne, Australia. A 35-year-old guy named Dale Ewens and his 37-year-old girlfriend Zita went to a swingers party at a nightclub Friday night. It was a costume party, and they were dressed up as Joker and Harley Quinn from Suicide Squad. Never saw that movie. Did you ever see it?
No, I have no idea. I mean, I've heard of it, but...
I heard it was terrible. But the cops come to raid the party after they'd heard someone was there with a gun. They busted in. Dale and Zita are in the middle of getting it on in front of a large group of people. And the cops noticed the toy gun Dale had as part of his Joker costume, but they didn't know it was fake. So they fired on the couple having sex in front of everybody. Dale took a bullet to the torso. Zita got one in the leg. I bet they could have probably got them all both with one shot if they tried really hard.
I can't believe it's news.
Yeah. So anyways, they said the guy took a bullet to the torso and one to the leg. They were rushed to the hospital. Neither injuries life-threatening, but that ended pretty much the swingers party at that point.